It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with the Executive Director of the Nebraska Pork Producers. He is Al Junkie. Get an update from Lincoln, and it looks like activity has started to happen again in the state capitol there in Lincoln. Huh, Al?
Right, and Happy New Year, Chad, and Happy New Year to all the folks listening here this morning. The senators, all 49 of them, showed up again on Wednesday, and they are back in session. And this year is what we call a short session. It's the second year of a biennial legislative session. So the first year was last year. They set the budget. They did a lot of major work, and it was a longer session. This year is the second year of that biennial session. It's a 60-day session, so they're going to be adjourning or have to adjourn by April 18th of this year, a little earlier than they would have last year. And they don't do a budget. They can do budget corrections. Certainly, they can hear other non-budget bills and debate them. And so they'll manage to fill up the time.
Al, if you would, give us kind of a rough outline. What is going on right now, and how do you see things progressing through the year?
Right. So right now they're introducing bills. They have 10 days to introduce bills, and then that shuts off. Then there'll be a rulemaking session if they need to adjust any rules. That's kind of just a housekeeping thing. And then committee hearings start. So what you'll see in the first month and a half or 2 months here is a lot of committee hearings on everything from agriculture to healthcare to housing to you name it. Those will happen. Then activity moves out onto the floor of the legislature, and debate with the full body, all 49 of them, occur in the last, mostly in the last month or so of the session. So it is a progression, and hopefully, again, they're done by the 18th. And hopefully we'll be watching some of our legislation too.
Yeah, well, let's talk on that, because I'm sure you guys and, you know, other folks in the barnyard have been kind of working together ahead of the second year of the biennium. Are there things that you expect to be talked about from an ag perspective that you'll watch?
Right, and there are a few things specific. You're right. We work with the barnyard. There's about 8 or 9 of our ag groups, our commodity groups, that work together to see where we can have similar priorities, and then we lobby on behalf of those priorities as a group. Specifically to pork, we're looking at adjusting some of our permitting rules for zoning in the counties. It's gotten really contentious in some counties, and they've, I think, drifted away from zoning regs and are into more things that probably shouldn't be talked about in that type of a setting. So we've got a livestock permitting or zoning bill that's coming. The other issue for our folks is we've got farmers trying to put up solar energy and digesters and other things out there. And we have some rural electric districts that aren't allowing that to happen, even if it's on the farmer's own property and behind the meter. So we're going to introduce a bill that hopefully clarifies that our farmers can do anything they would like on their own property with renewable energy, and along with all everything else, from property tax decreases to, like I say, workforce and housing and daycare, all important to our farmers and our employers out there that work in the pork industry.
And just as we wrap up, Al, it's just important that folks understand that, you know, things are happening, and as we work between now and mid-April, time to pay attention and just kind of understand that things are going on down there, right?
Number one, pay attention, and number two, if you have an issue, now's the time to email or call your legislative senator's office. That is an important thing. They need to hear from you as a farmer, hear your story, and hear your position on issues. Very important.
Very good, Al. Thank you so much for the update. Again, that's Al Junkie. He is the executive director of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call the home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check them out online at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.